I want to pick up a little bit where we left off Rosh Hashanah night. Rabbeinu Yonah, Shar Shlishi, Ois Yud Zayin. Midaki Hamayla Sol Yonah Nimsulono B'mitzvah Zaseh. So Shar Shlishi is trying to do, Rabbeinu Yonah is attempting to stress to us in Shar Shlishi, is the following. So the Rishos Lanter says that Shari Tshuva really is the safer, which a person is supposed to learn during Elul. And it's divided into four shorim. The first shar is, he defines what tshuva is, the different elements of tshuva. The second shar defines why you should do tshuva, what are the motivations why a person would want to do tshuva, and goes through six different motivations why a person should do tshuva. And the third shar, he tells you what you got to correct. He tells you what are the problems. So it's me'ein a halacha sefer, in the sense that he points out different things, which, you know, the Chofetz Chaim learned a large part of his Hilchos Lashon Hara from the Rabbeinu Yonah in Shar Shlishi. And he starts minakau elachomer. He goes from the kau, which is mitzvahs rabbanon, and then he goes to mitzvahs haseh, and then he goes to los haseh, etc. But each one, as he gets to it, he points out that don't think it's not so chomer. Like, you know, yeah, it's only the rabbanons. You know, he says, you know, talk about the rabbanons. We should know that Chazal say that, you know, that the it's more chomer to the Divrei Sofrim is more chomer than the Yenish Altar. This is Loisoser. Then he goes to that. He says, okay, Atzeis. They don't sound so chomer, right? Kitab in the Dechem, Yayin, Chubim in the Divrei Sofrim, Yosem, Yenish Altar. It's mitzvah say. You should now, you think that's not so important? It's very important. Kimitzah say is Nekriya Shemayim. You should know that there's the whole punishment of Stoim came because they didn't do the mitzvah say. It wasn't because that they had Gezel and Chomos and Ivus Hadin and Gili Arayis, but the main problem was they didn't give Stoka. Mitzvah say of Stoka. Okay, then he says in Rosh Tzayim Medaki Amayla Sol Yonis Nimsulon Mitzvah say. You should know the truth is that everything which were the qualities, the greatest qualities that Klai Yisrael is to rise to and to accomplish, are given. The Torah gives them in the form of a mitzvah say. Which means that if this is what we're all this is what the whole goal of the Torah is, and it's given as I say, we understand how important an essay is. And he goes through 10 of them. He goes through 10 what he calls the Milas HaYonis. Come on, Milas HaBechira. The first one he calls Milas HaBechira. And I want to talk about that, but there's maybe to see some of the other ones just to get a little bit of flavor. Shemru Bacharta Bachaim, it's to say Parshas Nitzavim, Ubacharta Bachaim, choose life. Milas Talmud Torah, B'dibar Tabom, Milas Lechaz B'darchi Hashem, B'lachta B'drochav, Shemus HaBitochen, Tomet Yimim Hashem Lekecha, U'milas Hispanim G'dulas Hashem, Yudat HaYom HaShem B'Selam HaVecha, Ki Hashem HaLokim, the Milas Zichron Chasodim, Hispanim B'hem. He goes through 10 of them. There's 10 things which, after everything is said, before Milas Ha'el Nivra Ha'adam, mankind was created to reach these Milas. So this is why you're created. It's to accomplish these 10 milas. And you're not going to do that. So what hope is there for you? So this is what we were created for. So this is it. So we should this ois, in Rabbeinu Yonah, it has to be a tremendous focus. But I want to go back to the first one. So he calls it, these are milas. So some of them we understand is we understand the phrase mila, the application of it to this mitzvah. The mila of alechas v'darchi Hashem, a person who goes with Archi Hashem, we can see that there's his alus of the person. There's a mila. There's a supreme quality which this person acquires by going with Archi Hashem. The person has shlemus habitachon. We see that as a mila. We would use the word mila. The he's using the word mila very similar to the way we use the word mila. Mila shlemus habitachon. Mila zichron chasadim hispanim behem. The person is hispanim and chasadim of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He counts. He's aware. Vidata yom hashavus alav avecha. Vidata yom avecha kasher yasus ishes benoi shem lekachem yasreka. the Baruch Hu gives you challenges, but that's okay. Bismanu chaste Hashem ki chaskol neged einoi. Milas hakadusha, we understand milas hakadusha. But the first one, we grapple a little bit with this word milo. The first one is called milas habechira. There's a milo, there's a quality of bechira. Now, as far as we know, bechira is the hechatim sabalma. Bechira is the hechatim which allows us to choose the right thing. So, in itself is not. There's no milo per se in the mitzvah of. In the mitzvah of Bechira. As a matter of fact, we grapple with, well, exactly, it's this mitzvah of Bechar to Bechayim. So if the Torah had not said, oh, Bechar to Bechayim, so what would I think? So there's Tayag mitzvahs, and you're supposed to choose, and we know that we have a Yetzirah, we know that we're challenged. So I think, well, after the mitzvah of Bechar to Bechayim, well, you could choose, you had two options, you have to choose which one. No, Bechar to Bechayim, pick the right one. Like, what would I think without the pasuk of Bechar to Bechayim? So what exactly is this mitzvah, Bechar to Bechayim? So I mentioned to you that the Haredim, maybe because of this question, he learned that this halacha, that Seikah D'Oraisa L'Chumra, is the mitzvah, Bechar to Bechayim. Just like if you would have something which has poison in it, you don't choose it. You wouldn't eat it. Some which has a possibility of poison in it, you would choose life. You wouldn't take a chance. So, Seikah D'Oraisa L'Chumra, because of Bechar to Bechayim, you have to look at this is a question of life or death. So you wouldn't take a chance on such a thing. Okay. But Pasha the Rebbe is not understanding of Bechar to Bechayim the same way as the Haredim. So what exactly is this Milas of Bechira? Furthermore, I'm not sure that we have a right to. Is there any specific order that the Ben Yonah chose in these 10 things? But he says Malas Abchira first. So is that, you know, that's probably telling that there's something significant about the Malas Abchira, that it's the first one he wants to tell us. And then he says at the end, "Before Hamalas Eila Nivra Ha'adam." We were created to acquire these milas. So if we'll translate into our words, it means we were created to acquire the mila of being a boicher. The Hashem created us because he wants us to become boicherim. And then he says, and if we don't acquire that, matikva do we have? If we don't acquire what we're supposed to acquire in life, which is to become boichrim. So it's interesting, Rabbi, again, to think about. Rav Volba has a ha'ora. So he in Chelet Beis, he is miyachid, a significant amount of time talking about the inyan of Bechira. And he says it's very possible a person can go through lifetime, a large part of lifetime, without being a boicher. I mean, so we have to define bechira. I think Kuliyamal Opligi, if my wife offers you at the end of the meal and she says, do you want chocolate, kakish cake, or cinnamon kakish cake, and you chose chocolate, bad choice, I think cinnamon's better, but that's that, right? That's not bechira. But you chose something. Kalamalo Pligi, if an animal chooses in a situation where there's potential for danger for the animal, he chooses, right, to back off from acquiring his prey because there's another larger predator which is nearby. And he makes a choice that it's worthwhile to lose the prey because he doesn't want to become supper for somebody else. That's also not Bechira. We could take it a step weiter. If I choose to do a mitzvah because I'm going to get a lot of reward in Shemayim, or I choose not to do an Aveira because I don't want to burn in Gehenna, so am I that different than the animal which backs off because he's worried about the results? Right? So, right, there's this wolf over here decides, you know, he just knocked down a deer, and he's very excited about eating the deer, right? And all of a sudden, he sees a bear. He takes one look at the bear, right? Discretion, the better part of valor, and he exits the situation. All right? I look at the surveyor over here, and I conjure up in my mind this picture of Gehenna, and I happen to have a very vivid imagination, and I say, you know, tray for food, Gehenna, I back off from the tray for food because it's too hot in Gehenna. Am I that different than a behemoth? So is that Bechira? Look, or not? I mean, it's maybe more significant choice than which type of kokosh cake, right? But at the end of the day, that's instincts. That's survival instincts. The wolf isn't making a decision. It's like the wolf says, let's contemplate. Is it worth it? Like the Rashi gave him instincts. We all have survival instincts. Most of us in situations, you know, Baruch Hashem, that's how we're able to survive, you know, especially, you know, there's a, some of you might have experienced opportunity when you're driving, and your instincts take over because there's not enough time to rationally think through the situation and decide how to deal with it. So Brashman gave us, if we can create a clarity of understanding that this is improper and it's dangerous and it's bad. If I can, as it were, create the understanding that this is poison, the Haredim shot, so why is that Bechira? I'm not touching the Haredim. The Haredim was, well, you mentioned by the Dining Room. The Haredim was a holy man. Right? So what is this Milo Bechira? Rashi Shapiro has a long arisus. Revolba, I'm not sure, both seem to be saying that the Milo Bechira, or the Koyach Bechira, is for a person to tap into a deep rotten inside of himself to do the right thing. Now, we spoke about on Rosh Hashanah, and I think this is where we want to go. That Ramban, then the Parshas Yisro. So somebody asked me a question about this Ramban and then the Parshas Yisro. So again, the Ramban says, "Ki lavur vavur nasoyes eschem bo halo elokim." The Parshas wanted to be nasoyes eschem. Kaisel is overwhelmed by the fire and the thunder and the lightning and the har oshein and the darkness to the point that they're overwhelmed. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Don't worry. The Rosham's goal is let us soy seschem." So Rashi says, Rosham wants to megadol your shame in the umos. He wants to raise you up. The umos should see what Klal Yisrael is. Look what they got. They got Torah in such a tremendous way. Ramban says, "I think it means Rosham nisoy." Rosham says, "I want to test you. I want to test you in the future, and I want to give you the best thing I can do to give you to prepare you for this test." So the Russian created Matan Torah with all of its grandeur and glory and pachad to impress indelibly upon the neshama of Klal Yisrael what Torah is, to therefore allow you to have a nisoyon afterwards. Which means that Matan Torah is just a hechatimsa ba'alma. That after you know everything, you have perfect emunah, it's still shaykh and yisoy. That's what the Rabban is saying. Let's we put that on Rosh Hashanah. So somebody asked me, so I'm a Rebbe. I haven't written the Bechin in a while. The one year when it was my turn to write the Bechinas, so I decided to write a multiple choice Bechinah. Now, multiple choice Bechinas can be very easy. But since I do have a sadistic streak to me, and wrote a very difficult multiple choice bechina. Now, the way you write a multiple choice bechina is you write your question, and then you write the answer. And then you write three other answers that look exactly the same, except for one word difference. Which, unless you know the sugya backwards and forwards and up and down, you don't understand the difference between the answers. And then you give it to the person, and he says, like, they all look the same. What's the difference? Okay? So the guys weren't very excited about my bechina. They were not. I was very excited about bechina because it's like really gishmak. Plus, it's very easy to grade afterwards. Okay? Now, imagine I give that bechina year after year after year after year. And nobody gets 100 in the bechina. So what does it say? It says, the bechina, it may be shooting a little too high for the people that I have here. So the pasuk says, "Eitzad Boris Hashem Yasta Tovah Lo Yechto," which means nobody has gotten 100 on this bechina. Now the Gemara says there are four exceptions: Binyamin ben Yaakov, Amram Abi Moshe, Yishai Abi David, and Kilov ben David. Four people died by Yishol Nochish. They did nothing wrong. But if you consider that the ratio, it's not pretty good. So Lachar, the Barsham, wrote a wrong test. Right? That's the cash. Somebody asked me that they're grappling with. I said, it's a very good question. So what's the answer? The answer is you don't understand what the test was about. If the purpose of the test is to get 100, it's a very good question. But since everybody's not getting 100, it must be that's not the purpose of the test. So I once told you over that the car, similar type of question, the Mora says in the Kedushin, You can't win. Without a Kodesh Baruch Hu's help, you can't win. Now, we know the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the Yetzer Hara to create a fight. So, you put two people into the ring to have a fight, you try and match them. Right? So, if you put a heavyweight into the ring with another heavyweight, and they're both professionals, and they've trained very well, that's a fair fight. You put the world champion, super heavyweight, with an amateur, lightweight, that's not a fight, it's a massacre. So the Rosh Hashanah created the Yetzer Hara, you should have a fight. But by the way, you can't, he's going to cream you. So then the Rosh Hashanah created the Yetzer Hara wrong. Because the whole purpose of the Yetzer Hara is to give me a challenge, is to be a fight. But I'm supposed to possibly win, so why the Russian creating Yetzer Hara, which I can't win with? Again, so the answer is we don't understand the purpose. So I said over there in that Gemara, the answer is very simple. The goal is not to win the fight. The goal is to ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu for help. So if you go into the ring, the guy's about to pulverize you, and you say, referee, and he stops the fight, and he helps you, that's okay, because that's what you're supposed to do. Russian wants you to ask for help. See, if the goal is to win, it's not a good idea, but that's not why the Russian created the Yetzer Hara. The Russian created the Yetzer Hara to force us to recognize the limits that we have, that we're not God, and we need help. So Russian created this really scary being which can pulverize us, and we say, Russian, help! And he helps us. Great. So the Rambam, the Rosh Hashanah, to not create the test of the Torah, that we should win the test. The Rosh Hashanah created the test of the Torah because he wants us to go through the test. He wants us, that the person's avoid is la'avoid v'lamed ben yisoyin. You might win, you might lose. But the goal is to be tested. That's the purpose in life. Right? Russian says, I can't keep your Gan Eden because you might pick from the Eitz HaChayim. Now, it's a stupid move to pick from the Eitz HaChayim because the taklis of the Bria is that you should die and get a tikkun. But you might choose to b'chal b'chal lo'ilom. Because now you are a being which knows Tov and Ra. You are a being which is a boicher. You're das. You have an intimate understanding of Tov. You have an intimate understanding of Ra. And then with that intimate understanding of Tov and of Ra, you can choose. You might choose right. You might choose wrong. But when you do it on autopilot, you're not functioning as a human being. So to Ben Yon, I want you to get to the point of a clarity where you could touch into that deep desire inside of you to choose the right thing. You might necessarily be able to implement it, but that's not the issue. The issue is to connect to that rotzen to do the right thing. That's Milus Abachira. Because then you're functioning unique amongst all of the Briyas. You're not a Behema, you're not a Malach. You're unique because you are a boicher, not vanilla or chocolate, but toiv and ra. And you can come to a clarity to understand this is toiv, a clarity to understand this is ra, and I want toiv. Das is the medium which we have to have an intimate connection to something. We can feel intimately connected to toiv. It's part of our mahus. The Bereshit also allowed us to be intimately connected to Ra. That's what happened when we ate from the Eitz HaDaas. And now we live with the fight. And I said, Reb Chatzel says, I have to say the words right. That's what the Bereshit wanted. It's not like, Bereshit really wanted Adam to go like this. And my son went like that. Because I called Sophie versus just Nasuna. Now, how do you stream Yudim Bechira? I don't know. That's not my job. But at the end of the day, this is the way Russia wanted Adam. He wanted Adam to walk around conflicted. He wanted Adam to walk around being ripped apart. He wanted us to be challenged. The Russian created the most clear moment that's possible. He opened up all the Zion Rekiv. There's nothing in the world. There's Ein Adam Mubadari. Atar Reis Ladas. You have no shilas. There's nothing to talk about. There's no room to make a mistake. Why? Because now you can be a boy. Because now you can have these challenges. That's why? The answer is now. Because now you always choose right. That's not what the Rabban says. Now there'll be tests. Now there'll be challenges. So the answer is, the goal isn't to choose right. The goal is to have challenges. So if my goal of my test is not that you should ever get 100 of my test. My goal of my test is to challenge you, to make you rethink your understanding of the Gemara, to make you wonder, did you really get it? What are you missing? What's your problems? To make you go back to square one. My days in Tel Shiva, so the end of each month, so younger Bachrim had have a fair for the shir, but from shir Beis and Beis Medrash Anan, where it's based about a year or so into Beis Medrash, you spoke to Shivas and learning at the end of his month. You prepared a chiddush, shikol Torah. You went in to the Shiva. So the four Shivas, five Shivas in my days, Zer Baruch and Gifter. Shira Chaim, Shira Pesach, Shira of Isaac. You daven your kishkas out and you shouldn't get Reborach. Because Reborach would always shlug you up. You could have the best kiddush in the world, he would shlug you up. He was brilliant off the charts. Reborach was, I can't describe to you his level of brilliance. And he was a good debater. And he could tell you why you're wrong. Because he wanted to challenge you. Did you think of the other possibility? But the Maaseh wasn't Kishmat. So you're like, now, Rashi Rav Gifter was not so benign either. Rashi Rav Chaim was a little more benign. You said that for Rashi Rav Chaim, Rashi Rav Isaac. But the other ones were like, you went over there and you would spend 20, 30 minutes with the Rashiva and he would rip you to shreds. And it was like very good for your ego. It wasn't bolstering your ego, it was ripping apart your ego. Right. But he wanted, his goal was to make you think. Ruderman says over his story that he was learning a Sabbatka, and the way the altar used to moderate the Bachram, and the Bachram got, like nowadays, we pay tuition to yeshivas. In those days, the yeshiva actually gave stipends to the Bachram. It's like a different world, right? Right? I would love that we should go back to that system, right? It's only enough to fundraise, right? And the Bachram, which were, you know, more chashev, you know, he would challenge them. If you do extra, you'll get a little bit extra. And that's where Lezer Yudel got his mahalav. So Ruderman was a chashev Bachram yeshiva. All the Bachram came from extremely impoverished homes. And the poverty in Litha, we have no idea what the poverty was like in Litha. We have no idea what that world was like. The yeshiva, Gifta told us when he came to Kedlun and Tells, so... The first day, like, he bought an egg, and he had an egg. He ate a cooked egg in breakfast in the dining room. You know, he was only bachur, 450 bachur in Tel Shiva, who could afford an egg for breakfast. Who could afford an egg for breakfast? So that's the one time he bought an egg, was the first day, and that was it. Like, you know, he doesn't be the rich American. So Ruderman decided he wants to buy a new pair of tzitzis. Mohruder got tzitzis, you know, with all of the chumras, etc. So Shiva gave him a stipend. That was pushed to what he lived on. He put away every single week a penny. And after a year and a half, he had saved enough money that he could afford to buy this pair of tzitzis. Okay, so he buys a pair of tzitzis. He's walking a little while later, he's walking with the altar, and he mentions the altar that he bought this pair of tzitzis, he put away this money, etc. And he saved up, and eventually bought a nice pair of what are the good tzitzis? Now, before I go weiter, so... In the modern yeshiva world, you know, we say that's so wonderful. It's so mesiras nefesh, self-sacrifice upon your part for a mitzvah. I feel so proud of you, and you should. It's so wonderful, etc. The altar was not from that schnitz. The altar says you saved money for a year and a half, and all you could think about was yourself. You didn't give it to tzedakah. That's what the altar told him. Zalter Ruderman. If I had told the altar that I'd saved the money and given it to the stock, he would have said to me, you didn't buy tzitzis with it? What was he saying? Did you think? Did you truly grapple with what is the right thing to do? Did you choose? Or did you just hop an idea and stick with it? Were you a boicher? Is what he asked him. Did you sit there and weigh the possibilities and grapple with what the right thing to do is? Look deep inside and felt, what does your neshama need right now? What does the person want from you? You might have made the wrong decision, but did you grapple with the question? That's what the altar was telling him. So through Ben Yerna, we need to be bachrim. Now, just want to give a hakdama. We are soif at the end, but just fair eyes. We daven every morning with Targalena Masarasecha. We want to be Ragel and Tari. Why don't Tari with Regilis, with a Hergel? Now, we know Mitzanashim Lamod is not a good thing. So what are we davening for? So I understand, you know, that you have to understand that we have to put our place of Bechira somewhere. Wake up in the morning, you know what? Should I daven today? Not daven today. Let's think about the possibilities. Is the right thing to do? Wrong thing to do? What are the miles of Tefillah? What are the shortest of Tefillah? I want to say, you know, etc. Should I wash Nagabasta today? You know, should I put on Yarmulke today? Should I put on Tzitzit today? I mean, being a Bacher. Like, let's start with, like, nothing is a given, and everything I'm going to choose, I'm going to contemplate. It's a great idea. But it's like 11 o'clock in the morning, you're still holding by Tzitzit, yes, Tzitzit, no. Right? We can't function with that. The answer is, some point in our life, we made that decision. So I don't have to do it again and again and again and again and again. The problem is, we never made the decision. Our parents put on tzitzis on us when we were 3 years old. Some of us, at least. Right? And that's what we've been doing since then. Like, we never thought about yes or no. So do I get credit for that mitzvah? Do I get credit for being a boicher? Do I get credit for saying that this is... I sat and I contemplated... In my mind, not to really, you know, saying yes or no, what it means to me, this mitzvah. that I truly want it, that's the problem of Lomalomada. But Targileta Basarasecha, we need Targileta Basarasecha. We need to be Rago. Otherwise, we're not going to function. But we need to find some point in our lives where we grappled with connect. We worked on finding deep inside ourselves, I want the mitzvah sitzes. I want what sitzes does to me. I want what tefillin does to me. My parents bought me tefillin when I was 12 and a half years old. I put them on as a mitzvah bachur. I never looked back. I never was boicher tefillin. I never chose the mile of tefillin. I'm not saying we should really talk about it. Yes, tefillin, no tefillin, you know. I'm not. But to stop and to think, what does tefillin mean? We do so many things which we do which are melamada. So the Rebbe Yoina, the first milah that you have to have is being a boicher. And we do it hundreds of times a day. It's just, and this is safer, which Shiva has called Mitzvah Halavavis. So he points out the following, since there's the concept of Mitzvah Shechus Kavana, we pass him by the rights of Mitzvah Shechus Kavana as Ma'akev. So a person does a mitzvah without kavanah, he doesn't carry the mitzvah. And the Chavetz Mishur passes, you're talking about yotze. Mamash not yotze. Mr. Burr, therefore, the Bir Halacha raises the question. A person puts on sitzes without kavanah to be mekayim the mitzvah sitzes. He's wearing a bag of dollar kanfas without being mekayim the mitzvah sitzes. He's over this or wearing a bag of dollar kanfas without sitzes. That's what it means to do a mitzvah without thinking. That's what it means. So now, there is a limaskus for the chayadam, because the maisa we're doing things we wouldn't do normally. It must be we're doing it because the shei mitzvah, especially we say a bracha. Like, you know, I don't really say bracha on putting on my shoes. I mean, thank Kosh Bracha for shoes, but I don't say bracha. Shei kitomis avat zivonu lino na'alayim. So I'm making this bracha. It must be because the mitzvah. Okay, good. So we make a cheshvan. Betoich the bracha. Vaisechos, you had kavana. You know, I. Most people don't walk around in this world with black boxes on their arms. But why am I doing it? Because there's a reason why I'm doing it. Okay, we can get cash burners. But he says, but there's many things which we do during the day which are mitzvahs. We don't even realize they're mitzvahs. He says, I want to go through the day and tell you how many mitzvahs that you do that you should be aware that you're doing them, and therefore you'll be able to do it with kavanah and get a mitzvah. That's the whole sefer. By the time he's finished with shacharis, he gets to 110 mitzvahs, if I call correctly. Now, if anybody said, wow, means he's not being kind of those mitzvahs. Because you say, like, yeah, I know that already, because that'd be mekayim then. And you can't say, well, the chayotim is going to help you, because you don't even know they exist. The Ramban takes it a step further. He says, there's a mitzvah which we say, three times a day, twice a day, three times a day. Ulaav de b'chol avavchem. Now, what is this mitzvah, ulaav de b'chol avavchem? So, Rambam says, ulaav de b'chol avavchem, because I'll say, vodesh shehibel eiv, zu tefillah. Ulaav de b'chol avavchem is a mitzvah of tefillah. The Ramban disagrees. Manas Eber Mitzvah said, that's not true. There's no mitzvah of tefillah deraisa, except for be'esora. That's the pasuk, skatam b'chasotzers, etc. Right? So, what is ulaav de b'chol avavchem? There's a mitzvah that say deraisa, that when you do a mitzvah, you should do it with your lev involved. You should be oived with your lev. You're being oived, any mitzvah you do, you're being oived Hashem. There's a separate mitzvah say on top of that to be oived Hashem with your lev, which means with kavana. So if you put on tefillin with kavana, you're mekayim two mitzvahs, the mitzvah of tefillin and the mitzvah of ulav debechol avavcha. So even if you say the chayotim is true, and you're mekayim tefillin, you're not mekayim ulav debechol avavcha, because you weren't oved Hashem, but with your life. So Ramban, I always have, you know, so the chayotim says that the bracha acts as the kavana for the tefillin. Now there's a mitzvah in the Torah of l'chachamim. They're masakin the brachas. What is the Chayyarim is hekatimsa for the bracha. You're Mekayim Mitzvah, listen to the Chachamim. Right? Well, you need Kavod for that also. So using the bracha to Mekayim Tefillin doesn't help you. For what by your Mekayim the Mitzvah saying the bracha? Without Kavod. To be Mekayim the Mitzvah saying a bracha. So, bottom line is the Rebbe is saying there's a mitzvah to think. Mitzvah to think deeply in the heart and decide this is what you want. It's not enough to be good Jews. It's because Ma Tikva Tikva Nivra Imlo Yosim Amal Nafsha Bikri Iska B'Dvar Masha Nivra Bavuram. And the first thing you were Nivra Bavuram was to be a thinker and to really decide what you want. And really touch and deep inside the Liban Shay Yisrael Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'chomar libi bak shofonoi. L'chomar, about you, my heart says, about you, Hashem, my heart says, seek your face. No. Bak shofonoi. Because the Baruch Hashem is inside of us. Al-keinu l'kai b'kir bi m'tsuni rosa elah. The Baruch Hashem is not b'kir bi. There's a Baruch Hashem. He's a l'kai, he's my God. But he's not b'kir bi. No, he's b'kir bi. Yes, the deep ruts in what we have is we want the right thing. But we have to do it because of that. We have to touch into that ruts. We have to do what we're doing, not without thought, not without interest. And you know what? Sometimes we're not going to get it right. But that's the goal is to grapple. The goal is the nisoyin. The goal is la moed b'nisoyin. The Rabban says the goal is to give you the tools that you'll make that decision. It's seared deep into your being, and that's what you want. But you still have to choose. And you might choose the right thing, you might choose the wrong thing. But the goal is to become a Berker. Rav Volbo says that we choose wrong sometimes. That's an Avera. We weren't Berker B'chayim. So how are Misakin, what's the tikkun? How do you do tshuva? You do tshuva by getting to a point of clarity that this is Chayim. You choose that. You choose that tefillin is so important to you that it's Chayim, and that's what the Karedim means. You need to understand that this is Chayim. So clear that you can't put your hand into the fire. You can't not do this mitzvah. You can't eat that treifti. You become a mukhrach. But you make yourself a mukhrach. You were boicher b'chayim. And that moment is the koyach of the Kabbalah. We're grappling for Yom Kippur. And the moment of that koyach of Kabbalah, deep, deep, deep in the neshama, is ne'ilo. There's five madregas in the neshama. There's Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama, there's Chaya, and there's Yechida. We say in the Hoshana, Yechida lo Yachadoch. Yechida means there's nothing else but. We get that a moment of clarity, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, there's nothing else but a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing else but a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not Shayach to Berker anywhere other way. We're a Mukhroch. The five tefillahs of Yom Kippur are connected to the five levels of the Neshama. In the last level of the Neshama, you get to the Madrega of Yechida lo Yachadoch. By Ne'ila, you get to that clarity that there can't be anything else but. And you're Berker B'tayv. In this one thing, that you got to the point that it's impossible to budge you. This is so clear to you that this has to be, that you'll never make a mistake in this thing. You were Berker B'chayim. You chose to have a clarity of tapping into that deep understanding inside of you, that Baksha Funoi Kodesh Baruch Hu is our being, and we are Kodesh Baruch Hu. That is the void that we're trying to get to that moment. We can grab that moment, touch into that moment. We have such a clarity that at least in one thing, and then everything else will be built around that. One thing, we have such a clarity that there has to be a Berker B'chayim.